Hi, my name is Nelson. I'm from ADN Radio Chile in South America, at the end of South America. Hello,
Hi.
Gusto, Nelson.
Nice to meet you. And first of all, I want to start saying to you that I was so nervous, so tense, all the season, but in the best way possible. So thank you for your work. And in that, I want to start asking both. In this season, both of your characters are in a very personal mission within the Empire. So, what emotional or ethical challenges do your characters have, or can you say to the people in that matter?
Wow.
Okay.
Have you seen it, Nelson?
Yes.
You've seen
The
all
whole
of it?
thing?
All of it.
Okay,
So,
great.
I'm gonna have my mouth
Yeah, of
closed and
course.
all
But
that.
it's good that we know that you've seen. Okay, so you've
And
seen it.
can we speak about later episodes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great.
Okay, great. Oh, brilliant. Okay, so you know what happens.
Yes.
So the moral and ethical questions and trials that both characters undergo. For Cyril, there is a testing of everything he holds to be true, and that is propelled by a newfound intimacy with Dedra, which is opening himself up in ways that he never anticipated, mixing in with the Gorman people as he goes on a mission for the Empire, and having that ch alter and change his worldview. Ultimately, he believes that he is still doing the right thing because he is operating on a very specific level of the Empire, which is there are many, many things he is unaware of. And he thinks he's on a very moral job for justice, which is trying to find outside agitators and working for the Bureau of Standards, as well as a very noble effort, really, completely unattached to all of the doings of the ISB. And yeah, ultimately, this newfound intimacy between Dedra and Cyril is something that starts to shake his foundations. And I guess ultimately is his unraveling.
Yeah, they have the effect they have on each other. We learn in a very short little section what Dedra's background is, so you find out that she's indoctrinated from a child into the Empire. So Dedra can't see outside the system. So everything she does in her life is to protect, to uphold, and to rise up within the system. And then she gets into an intimate relationship and starts to experience the things that human beings experience, but in a body that is not programmed for that kind of thing. And so it's shaky for her because somebody else with a less intense upbringing would be able to maybe allow for vulnerability, allow to settle into a relationship. But Dedra can't. And actually, the more I am interviewed about this and the more I'm sort of thinking about Dedra, I really feel for her. I mean, I don't like what she does, but I really, if I think about her as a human being, I think, my God, she was never. We spoke yesterday about the fact that neither of these people have any example in their life of intimacy, love, kindness, joy, none of it. So if you don't learn it, then how can you be it later in your life? And so it says something, it's so smart, the writing, because yes, they're the villains and all of that stuff, all the fun stuff in the Star Wars universe. But actually, when you break down what happened to them, like when you look at Cassian Andor and his mother, Marva, in the first season, she tells him what love is. When he says, "I won't be able to stop thinking about you," or whatever, and she says, "That's just love." And she looks at him with love in her eyes, and she's an example of what love is. And even Luthen, when you see what happens with Luthen later on, these are loving people in ways. Their actions are loving. Neither of these people have ever experienced that. So you sort of think...
Our time is flying.
But I have to ask it.
A final question, because I think one of the things that are praised Andor for is their political, their tense. So how do you think that speak in the times where we live in now, globally?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's this Andor is art. Andor is exceptional art, and Andor is exceptional writing. Mm. It's literature, and like a good novel, that's timeless.
Yeah.
And you could show Andor 100 years ago or 100 years from now, and it would be just as relevant. We're still wrestling with these themes that Andor is uncovering and making us vulnerable to and question ourselves about how do we live together? How do we love?
Mm-hmm.
How do we exert power over one another? How do we live next to each other and on top of one another within these structural systems we've built around ourselves? And so it just so happens that Andor might feel exceptionally relevant now. We filmed it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And no one planned on going, 2025 is going to be good.
That's when we'll drop it.
Because
it's unfortunate, isn't it, that we're still seeing these same patterns. But I think to localize it to just now does the writing a disservice. This will be relevant whenever, until human beings learn how to be kinder to each other. Mm. And at least our show is saying, through fiction, it's saying empathy is key, you know. Walk amongst the other and see if you can find a way to see things from their perspective. So that message for me is the overriding message of our season.
Well, I thank you so
much.
I know it's short, but thank you so much. And again, congratulations for this series, for your work.
Thank you.
I think just now, because the season was so...
it's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
nice to meet you.
You too.
Bye.